This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Recently on the show, we heard from former Lieutenant Governor Kerry Healey, and she talked about a taxi driver she met on the campaign trail and how he is emblematic of middle-class Americans whom she says would benefit from Mitt Romney's tax plan.
She wrote about it for Cognoscenti, WBUR's opinion page. Former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis disagrees. In another recent Cognoscenti piece, he wrote that so-called Obamacare has been the biggest boon to middle-class Americans.
And if you went out and took a poll tomorrow and asked the American people, should working Americans and their families have decent, affordable health care, 93% of them would say yes. That's the fundamental issue here.
Again, former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis, who we spoke to earlier today.
Governor Dukakis, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Good to be here.
Kerry Healey told us that someone like this taxi driver is more likely to be helped by Mitt Romney's tax plan than so-called Obamacare. What's your response to that?
She's got to be kidding herself. If Romney, of course, we don't know what Romney's tax plan is because it changes every day. But the tax plan he originally proposed would have cut taxes substantially again for the wealthiest Americans. And independent analyses of his tax plan make it very clear, first, that the numbers don't add up. And secondly, that if you're going to at least stay even, let alone cut the deficit, you'll have to raise taxes on middle-class Americans, and that includes the taxi drivers. So I don't know what Kerry's talking about. I mean, the fact of the matter is that what he is proposing, as Bill Clinton said not too long ago, is the Bush economic policy on steroids.
Well, I think she was saying that when it comes to the economy, and again, this is Kerry Healey's words, that Obamacare really impedes small businesses, for example, and their ability to create new jobs, which might go to the very working Americans we're talking about.
She doesn't know what she's talking about. Currently, we have a system where, as you know, except in Massachusetts and in Hawaii, the two states that do, in fact, have something close to universal health insurance, many businesses, including a majority of small businesses, do insure. Their premiums include a hidden tax of somewhere between $1,000 and $1,500 that they have to pay to cover the cost of free care in the emergency room for people they're competing with, small, medium-sized, larger businesses that don't insure. In other words, if you do insure your employees, if you do the right responsible thing, insure your employees in this country, you not only have to pay for them, you have to pay for the guy down the street you're competing against who isn't insuring. That's the most unfair and anti-business policy I can imagine. And when she was lieutenant governor and Romney was governor, they made the argument that there should be no free riders, that everybody has to contribute to this, and I agree with them.
Governor Dukakis, let me ask you, I think maybe this issue and how it is or isn't playing out on the campaign trail really gets to what is still a sort of major political divide, a philosophical divide in the United States. I mean, that Governor Romney, regardless of his record here in Massachusetts, says on the stump that smaller government is better. Why is it that this, you think that this message does resonate so much with the very working Americans we were talking about?
Well, if 93% of the American people believe that working Americans and their families should have decent, affordable health care, then it seems to me on that issue, the overwhelming majority of Americans agree. I do think in the case of the health care bill that this fundamental issue has been missed by my party, and not just the White House, but congressional Democrats. We haven't done a good job of helping people who explain that. Now, don't ask me why. I don't know. I mean, it's one of the reasons why an issue that should be a winner with us has not been.
This race, as you well know, is absolutely neck and neck, which reflects
right.
Something of a struggle that the president's had. I mean, it's not clear to voters what President Obama's big vision is for his second term. I mean, what do you think his big vision should be?
I think he's laid out that vision quite effectively. Obviously, what he wants to do in the second term is to follow up on and build on his accomplishments in the first term. And that means continuing to work on this country's economic future. We're growing moderately, not as rapidly as most of us would like, not as rapidly as the president would like. But if you talk to Europeans, they think we're doing great compared to them.
Governor Dukakis, if President Obama, say he does win tomorrow, he'll have won his last presidential election. He won't be able to run again. So he'll be free of that sort of burden of having to think about the next election cycle. But he would still have to face a very recalcitrant and uncooperative Congress. So looping back to where we were before, talking about the Affordable Care Act, how far do you think President Obama should go if he does get a second term in defending the Affordable Care Act, in fighting for policies? Would you suggest that he just drop the idea that compromise is possible at all with Congress and just use the bully pulpit of the presidency to his maximum advantage?
No, I think if he wins, that there will at least be some significant number of Republicans who will stop the stuff that they've been engaged in for the past 4 years. Remember, it was Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, who said that his principal goal was to make Barack Obama a one-term president. I mean, that's not exactly reaching across the aisle. To put it mildly, but I do think that if the president is reelected and Democrats continue to control the Senate, that the chances of some reasonable compromises will be greater.
Do you think he should go after further financial reform? Because when I look back on his first 4 years in office, I actually see this as a very mixed part of President Obama's record. Because here we are, we were faced with the greatest financial catastrophe in the past, 70-plus years, but the legislation that came out of it didn't take care of too big to fail. It watered down the Volcker rule, I should say. And it just very weakly regulated those complex financial products. This seems to be an area in which, he could have swung for the fences and didn't.
Well, he was swinging for the fences, but he also wanted to hit a double or triple occasionally. Remember, the financial industry did everything it could to block reasonable regulation. They're still doing it. I hope that and expect that the president and a majority of members of the Congress, including, by the way, some good Republicans, who understand that you have to regulate the financial industry. We have 145 banks in Massachusetts that are regulated by the Commonwealth. Not a one of them failed. Not a one of them. Why not? Because we regulate the hell out of them. That's what we need in Washington. And so the battle's going to continue, but let me tell you, folks on Wall Street aren't going to take it lying down.
Governor Dukakis, my final question to you is that we are literally in the last hours of this race, and you have been where both President Obama and Mitt Romney are right now as a candidate in the last 24 hours of a presidential contest. Back in 88, what were you thinking and feeling? How were those last hours for you?
Well, I'm an old cross-country runner, and when the finish line is in sight, you don't sit around. I just kept working hard, charging, was doing television stations at 6 o'clock on election night to stations in these states where it was very close. You just, this is it. I mean, you can rest on Wednesday. But when you've campaigned almost nonstop for 2 years, this is no time to relax.
Governor Michael Dukakis, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
No time to relax. Election day coming right up. That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.